How great is our God? How great is our God? To me, how great is our God? We worship you, we honor you, we adore you, we love you, we magnify your precious, holy, wonderful name. Be thou glorified, be thou honored, and be thou praised. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord the praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and in verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and in verse 14. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. Forgive their sins and heal their land. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. We are here basically tonight at the end of the 3-day fast, preservation fast, to pray. And this is briefly a charge unto intercession tonight, after which we'll have the communion and then the anointing. And the charge is titled Prayer and Victory Over the Forces of Destruction. Prayer and Victory Over the Forces of Destruction. Our objective is to understand the relationship between prayer and the aversion of destruction. And second is to understand how prayer averts destruction. Prayer and victory over the forces of destruction. Prayer is known throughout history as a major force for victory over the forces of destruction, especially prayer with fasting. Prayer is known throughout history as a major deliverance tool from the destructive and disastrous agenda of the enemy. Prayer is known throughout history as a potent force for winning in the battles of life. And we have examples throughout scripture. Example number one, the preservation of Israel in the land of Persia. History says that there was a man in Persia whose name was Haman, who had a deadly mortal hatred for Mordecai, a gate man, a Jewish gate man in the Persian Empire. And the Bible said, Haman thought it scorn to lay hand just on Mordecai. He's too little to handle just Mordecai. Let me deal with the whole of his nation. And Haman plotted the elimination, a genocide of the whole of the Jewish population in Persian Empire. And there was stress, tension, agitation everywhere. Unknown to Haman, God had his people spiritual and physical, planted in Persia. One of them was Queen Esther. The niece of Mordecai. News got to Queen Esther. Queen Esther was a bit reluctant. I cannot go to the king except I am bidden. And if I go without his bidding, the sentence is death. But Mordecai sent back to her and said, don't think that because you are in the palace, you will be safe and free more than all the people of the Jews. If you hold your peace at this time, help, freedom, deliverance, enlargement will come to the Jews from another quarter. But how are you not sure that you exist in the kingdom for such a time as this? And in Esther chapter 4 verse 16, Esther sent message back to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast you for me. And neither eat nor drink 3 days, nor night nor or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. The rest of it, they say, is history. The Jewish people fasted in Shushan. Esther and her maidens fasted. And the plot was not only reversed, but it backfired. The one who wanted to eliminate the Jews got eliminated with his generation. That is the power of prayer. I am here to announce in the name of Jesus that every force of destruction sent against our nation, sent against our state, sent against our city, sent against our families, sent against our communities, the forces of banditry and the forces of terrorism and the forces of kidnap and the forces of destruction, they shall not only be reversed, but they shall backfire. Those who sent the killers shall begin to experience the killings and the destructions in themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ. Letoka bagada galata pradagadash. Leteke pekotoko bagalagaradagaza. Zagadi kelata pakito kugazagadista. Leteki petoveke tikezika bagalata parosa. When it is time to pray, I want you to pray. That was our first example. Example number two was example of Israel in the days of the prophet Samuel. They had a situation where the Philistines gathered to overrun Samuel and the people of Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 and in verse 9, Samuel was about to took a suckling lamb and offered it unto the for burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Now, and as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistine drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Beth Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto has the Lord helped us. Ebenezer, Jehovah God, will help us in this nation. Help us in our communities. Help us in our generation. Samuel cried. He released his voice. He interceded, pleaded on behalf of the whole nation, along with the sacrifice. And the Lord heard. And the destruction was averted. And the destroyer became the destroyed. And the terrorist became the terrorized. And the killer became the killed. The waster became the wasted. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? As we pray today in our nation, for our nation, for our communities, for our families, for our cities, I decree today the killer shall become the killed. The waster shall become the wasted. The destroyer shall become the destroyed. The captive, the captors shall become the captives. Zito prite kita galapa, jalata faka lede dagabarataka. The wasters shall become the wasted. In the name of Jesus, the pursuers shall become the pursued. It happened before, and it shall happen again. in the name of Jesus. When it is time to pray, I'd like you to pray with all the fire you possess. And then our third example is the example of the city of Nineveh. God sent Jonah the prophet to the city of Nineveh because of their iniquity. In Jonah chapter 3, from verse 2 all the way to verse 10, the Bible said, God speaking to Jonah said, "Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people put on sackcloth. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed the fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands." Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that will perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he will do unto them, and he did it not. Fasting and prayer involving animals, first time in the history where human beings fasted and animals fasted, and God heard. I don't know the duration of the fast, whether it was a day or how many days, I don't know. But God heard them. And God changed his mind. And God didn't do what he said anymore. The people repented and they turned to God. Beloved brothers and sisters, if God can change his mind, if destruction that was coming from God was changeable, no devil is immutable. No devil and their plot is unchangeable. If God's plan can change because the people prayed, as far as judgment was concerned, the devil's plan is more easily changeable. The devil's plan is more easily thwartable. The devil's plan is more easily arrestable by the power of prayer. I stand by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God on my life to announce and decree today that every plan and plot of the enemy against our lives, our land, our nation, your family is aborted, is averted, is reversed, is cancelled, is nullified now by the power of praying and by the power of fasting today in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We can go on and on through our scriptures, but in history we saw the power that prayer generates in the face of destruction. In the days of George Washington, the president of America, first one before he became, where he sat over the Assembly of Virginia, there was a threatened crop failure that was coming upon the whole land, and it was meant to cause devastating famine in the land. The Assembly of Virginia, with George Washington, proclaimed and declared a fast in the whole land. If we are not going to perish, if we are not going to be eliminated, let everyone take a fast. The fasting was declared. The fasting was taken by the whole land. And the threatened crop failure was aborted. This is historical. In the days of John Wesley, there was a threatened invasion by the nation of France on Britain. And the king of England then proclaimed, I don't know, I can't remember if it was King James, The first. He proclaimed a fast. That the whole of the land should fast against this invasion that was coming from France. It was going to be very bloody and very brutal. John Wesley said that the whole land was in a mood of praying as they looked up to God. This was quoted from the diaries of John Wesley. And God heard the king and heard the land and heard the people, and the threatened invasion was cancelled, nullified, reversed, because the people of the land prayed. In the middle of the American Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, 3 times during the war, declared the fast. 3 times. America was at the brink of explosion, total collapse. The Confederate Army was very, very aggressive, with people like Stonewall Jackson ready to devastate the Union. And this man declared the fast 3 times. What was meant to be defeat for the Union and victory for the Confederate turned around because the nation fasted. And they said, Lord, in God we trust, America cannot be destroyed. The king of the land declared the fast. How I wish we have kings over nations today that can declare the fast like King James declared in England in those days, in the days of John Wesley. Like George Washington declared in his days. Like Abraham Lincoln declared. I wish that there were kings over lands, over territories, over nations, over states, that will have a little of the fear of God. To say, now in the case of Abraham Lincoln, he told everybody, whatever religion you are, go to your place of worship and pray and fast. Anything you believe in, fast and pray. And the people prayed and fasted. But today, we have people that look like they are excited. The more bloodshed, the more excited they are. The more disorder, the more insecurity, the more excited they are. And I challenge governors over states, I challenge chairmen of local government, I challenge people over various realms of affair. Declare prayer, declare fasting over your land, over your territory, over your locality, over your municipality. Let everybody pray. Let everybody pray to whatever they believe in. And the one who hears prayer from heaven, let him hear and deliver the land from destruction and deliver the land from devastation. Of course, we pray to the God of heaven that we believe in, who hears and answers prayers, so that it doesn't look like a religious thing. Let pray and fast whatever you want to pray to. Hallelujah. And America is one today because someone believed in praying and fasting for the aversion of destruction over the nation. We are going to be praying. And like I said, I want you to make up your mind. Pray with all your strength. Pray with all your energy. Pray with all that you have got. What does prayer achieve in terms of victory over the forces of destruction? Number one, it is divine involvement and participation. Divine involvement and participation in battle. Every time you look up to God in the face of destruction, you look up to God, you are involving Him. You are saying, Jehovah, I hand over. Jehovah, take over. Jehovah, as a nation, we hand over. Jehovah, as a nation, we say, take over. As a nation, we hand over. As a nation, we say, take over. As a nation, we hand over. As a nation, we say, take over. As a community, as a state, as a city, we hand over. And we say, take over. That was what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. When the people told God, we have no strength or might to fight this battle. From verse 12, our eyes are upon you. We don't even know what to do. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And God answered, and God set ambushment as they began to pray. So divine involvement, divine participation is what prayer achieves. Number two, it is divine deployment of resources and weapons. When God steps into a battle, unconventional warfare begins. It is not regular battles, not AK-47, not GPMG, not anti-aircraft rifle, not mortars, not handheld grenades, not any of those tanks. It is thunder from heaven. It is weapons that they cannot see. That was what God did in the days of Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9, the Lord thundered from above. Fire, hailstone, brimstone, pestilence. God uses everything, the wind, the sun, the moon, the water, the river, the vegetation. He uses it. In the days of David, when Absalom rose up against his father, the Bible said the tree slew the people. The tree killed more people than weapon. The trees of the field joined David to fight. Am I speaking to somebody here? In the days of Deborah, the Bible said the river Kishon, that ancient river, I think that was Judges chapter 5 and in verse 24, 25, there about, that ancient river fought against Sisera. You see, when God enters a fight, he can deploy the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the wind, deploy everything. And I announce today, as we pray, I decree the deployment of the wind, the sun, the moon, the stars, the vegetation, the air, everything against killers and wicked people and their sponsors. In the name of Jesus, there is divine deployment of resources and weapons. Unconventional celestial warfare steps in when we pray and we ask God. You can come in, our forces can step in one day into a forest and see the killers all dead overnight without knowing what happened and who shot. Nobody shot, not no one fired the shot. Jehovah fired his shot. And we shall see that in this season. We shall see mysterious interventions, mysterious deliverances, mysterious liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. What happens when we pray and fast? How does prayer affect this? Number three is divine direction and strategy. God begins to give direction. This is how to do it. This is where to move to. This is how to go about it. This is what to do. Divine direction and divine strategy be released when God steps in. God began to tell the children of Israel, you shall not need to fight in this battle. You shall proceed in the cliff of Ziz. And he began to give them direction. And then the Lord will take over the battle. And then the set worshippers began to worship in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I believe, from verse 18 thereabout. And then God stepped in and the battle became a walk over. What happens when Jehovah steps in to the battle? Number four, which will be the number final, the enemy turns against each other. The enemy weapons turn against each other. When Jehovah responds to our prayer, our fasting, our praise, enemy weapons will turn against each other. That was what happened in the days of Jehoshaphat. Mount Seir, Edom, Ammon, Moab, all of them stood against each other and they finished each other. In the season we are in, killers will become the killers of one another. Wasters will waste themselves. Captives will take themselves captive. Those that live with the sword will begin to fall by their own swords. In the name of Jesus. And those that sent them with the sword, those they sent will return back with the sword they gave them to finish them up. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are in for a great time of judgment from heaven on the forces of wickedness. Zatoko bagalagaraga ya la la la. Zatoko pakata kalashta. Zarote seprita kazato la prita kazakadashta. Zerotaka balareta kokozakalata kalatita karagayashta. Zelo rapata ta 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 ta. What is our key in prayer? Our key in prayer, number one, be called. Let's look at it in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people that are called by my name, one, be called by his name. If you are not born again, your prayer is a waste. You don't know Jesus. You are just wasting. You are a natural captive for the devil. Be called by his name. Number two, humble yourself. Let rulers humble themselves. Let kings humble themselves. Let the people of God humble themselves.
come to the point where you say, I can't do this thing without God. Humble themselves. And then number three, turn from our wicked ways. We must turn from every wicked way. Anybody benefiting from insecurity, God is warning you, turn from your wicked way. Otherwise, you are the next to be consumed. Anybody profiting from the bloodshed of people, turn from your wicked ways. And then we call on God, and He shall hear us. Anybody ready tonight for aggressive, brutal, ferocious intercession? Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands and let's begin to appreciate Him. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I Am that I Am. Appreciate Jehovah Rofeka Mekadesh Keren Yesha. Appreciate Mana Sato Pede Gelagaga Leperete Suta Lena Maradagazino Loperatoza Kela Magadagarasa Leperetiza Galene Mogaradagala. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Master, and thank you, Adonai, and thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. This is the end of our fast, so we are building on that, and we are reading Psalm 103, verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all His benefit. I want everyone to say, Father, we thank You for your answers to prayers. Thus far, in the first 2 days of our preservation, fast. Father, we thank You for answers to prayer thus far. In the first 2 days of our preservation fast, thank You for love, for Your loving kindness,
for Your loving kindness
and tender mercies.
And tender mercies.
So You be all the glory.
You be all the glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray.
Lift up
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, the Bible said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. I want to pray and say, Father, we boldly access the holies of holies and receive victory in the place of prayer tonight by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Say, Father, we boldly access the holies of holies and receive victory in the place of prayer tonight by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Ha ha ha.
In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. The Lord is hearing us in the name of Jesus. We shall be praying for preservation of God's church and of the nation Nigeria. Isaiah chapter 27 from verse 2 to 3. In that day, sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we demand that you keep the vineyard of red wine, your church and Nigeria. Father, water it every moment and defend it day and night against bandits, against kidnappers, against killers, and every enemy of your church and of this nation in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, in the name of Jesus, we demand that you keep this vineyard of red wine, your church and Nigeria. Water it, Lord, every moment, and defend it both day and night against bandits, against kidnappers, against killers, against every enemy of your church and of this nation. In the name of Jesus, make that a prayer. Eleparataza. We ask for your preservation. We ask for your preservation over your charter against killers, against bandits, against kidnappers. Keep your vineyard, keep your church, keep this nation from elements of wickedness. Elate ragada balato rakatala braga barada galata. Is In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. The Lord is answering. You believe so, say an amen. In Psalms 105, verse 12 to 15, it said, when there were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Lift up your voices and say, Father, we invoke the preservation power of prayer and fasting upon the oil. We decree today that as the oil and the blood is released upon the people, let the same power that preserved the people in Shushan and Nineveh be activated in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we invoke the preservation power of prayer and of fasting upon the oil. Father, we decree that today, as the oil and the blood is released upon your people, let the same power that preserved the people in Shushan and Nineveh be activated in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices and make that a prayer. We decree preservation by the anointing. We decree preservation by the blood. We decree preservation. He suffered no one to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We are beyond the harm of the evil. We are beyond the harm of wicked men. We are beyond the harm of bandits. Preservation by the blood, preservation by the oil. Your people are preserved. Your people are beyond hurt. Your people are beyond harm. By the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' victorious name we have prayed. Can you make your amen sound like thunder? God is answering our prayers, and the wicked shall be put in disarray. You believe, let your amen be the loudest. The book of Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 28. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 28. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Somebody is receiving salvation tonight, today. Say that amen again like a believer. Lift up your hands and say, Father, we resist every spirit
of fear, intimidation, terror by the agents of destruction in Nigeria. Say, Father, save your people and define the doom of every killer or sponsors of killings and bloodshed in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask and we resist every spirit of fear, intimidation, terror by the agents of destruction in Nigeria. Say, Father, save your people and define the doom of every killer or sponsors of killings and bloodshed in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Robalataka prakalatala bagiala manaya. Rodo logo poto to preke telebedia. Ya 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 ya. Roto soko fakataya. Ezete ke feke letika. Roto sopatala bagia. Masete ke prelebedia manaya. Rabalatala bagiala baga. Robo sopoko tala bagiala manosti. Efre preke telebedia bagadia. Rapapala Talabadiavana, Rapala Talabada Bada 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 Lift up your voice and pray. Make demands, make demands. Radana Catalavadia, Rapala Catalonia, Lift Repretate Bada 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 Rapala Talabadia Bada Mesoto Coprona. La Prakala Talaba, Mashada Talaba di Alabacadia, Efra Prateke Talaba di Alaba, Rodala Catalaba di Alabadaya, Besote Tefelia, Rabala Talabaya, Masote Tefeke Telebe di Alabana, Rodala Banabanabano, Rogadana Banabanabano, Rogadana Banabanabano, Rogadana Banabanabano, Mashada Diadosi, Efatala Bacaya, La Sote Tefetelia, Rabala Talaba di Alabana, Rabala to Sopocotolo, Masha Pradala Talabadia, Ezale Telemedia, Rupala Talabagali Alamanaya. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' victorious name we have prayed. Can your own amen resound like thunder? 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 13. And who is he that will harm you? Somebody say, nobody. He said, who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? Will you lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, we decree our exemption from harm and destruction. Say, Father, preserve and keep all members of this commission and everywhere and everyone related, connected, and associated from agents of hell in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we decree our exemption from harm and destruction. Say, Father, preserve and keep every member of this commission and everyone related, connected, and associated to us from agents of hell in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Roto seke feke liga. La jaya ya 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 prata. Roto soto na brodi ya labano. Esete ke preke telebe di alamano ya. Roto sopo koto labodi ya. Rabala talaba di alamano. Erete teke telebe di ya. Rabala talaba di alamano. Masabra gala talaba di alabakadia. Roto sopo koto labodi ya. Repele telebe di alabakadia. Radala talaba di alamano. Roto
Protect, Lord. We decree our exemption from harm. We decree our exemption from destruction. Father, preserve and keep every member of this commission and everyone related, connected and associated to us from agents of hell. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Will you lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you for victory. Thank you for answers to our prayers. To you be all the glory. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and let's appreciate him. Let us give him the praise. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We worship you. We magnify you. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answer. We thank you, Master. Be glorified. Be exalted. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify you. Be thou glorified. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' victorious name we have prayed. Can you celebrate God with a big hand of praise? God has answered our prayers. We will see victory today in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you are here, you are not yet born again. We want to take the communion of escape and oil of preservation. And you have not yet given your life to Christ. One of the keys God's servant gave us just now is that you must be called by his name. You are here, you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Christ. There is a sin in your life that is always stopping you from living for God. You are always falling and rising, and you are tired of that kind of life. Please, will you rise up on your feet and come quickly to this place so that you can be prayed for and your sins be forgiven. You don't want to take the communion with sin in your heart. You want to say, Lord, I am sorry for the way I'm living my life. I want you to forgive me and clean my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. Will you come quickly? Come quickly. Come quickly. Don't wait for the first person. You be the first person and begin to come. Go ahead and come.
A new creation.
Come quickly, God bless you. And say amen. Can we stretch forth our hands as they are coming? I decree the blessings of God upon your hands.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as you give of your offerings, your tithes, and all your givings, decree the windows of heaven open for you, and the blessing released for you today. In Jesus' name, and everyone we say aloud, amen. Pick up your offerings, your tithes, and all your givings. Let's get that out of the way before the declaration is made on the communion. You have your tithes, your offerings, and all your givings. Can you bring them out and lift them up? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for every offering lifted tonight. To you be all the glory and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Our hands are lifted. It will never drop down to beg or borrow. As you give, your doors are opened. In Jesus' name, and everyone we say a louder amen. Can we celebrate God as we cast our offerings?
For the things that you have done, the battles you have won, only you are Lord, deserve praise. We magnify your name for the things, that you have done, the battles you have won, only you.
Rise up on our feet. You bring out your communion points of contact. If you came with them, if you have your communion, you can lift them up and let us receive the declarations from our Father in the Lord tonight.
Zechariah chapter 9, I believe verse 11. As for thee, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water.
Ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope, even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee.
This is communion for the destruction of the captivity of death and bloodshed in our lives, in our families.
And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And when I see the blood, I shall pass over thee. I prophesy by this communion today, every captivity of life is broken. Premature death broken.
Amen.
Death by killers, by kidnappers, by terrorists, by bandits, and by every form of satanic attack and stray bullet and accident and witchcraft attack and occultic attack and strange disease is arrested in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This communion, as it is administered to your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your loved ones, wherever you are, preservation is declared.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Go ahead and take the communion as we celebrate.
For the things that you have done, the battles you have won, only you alone deserve a praise. We magnify your name, oh Lord, oh, oh Lord, we magnify, we magnify. Oh, Lord.
Those of you in front, can you place your hands on your chest and repeat this prayer after me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross of Calvary for my sins. Say, today I surrender my life totally to you. From today, I go forward with you forever and backward never. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. In Jesus' name, and say aloud, amen. Let our counselors speak with you. They are behind you. They will speak with you briefly, and then you'll be released to go. Can we now rise up on our feet? If you have your oil, can you pick it up as we receive the declaration on the oil? Rise up on your feet and lift up your anointing oil as declarations are made on them by our Father in the Lord.
And to do them wrong, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. In that day his burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and his yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I speak right now into that bottle of oil. Every planned destruction targeted at you, your family, your loved ones, and anyone on whom this oil is applied, that destruction backfires to sender. In the name of Jesus, you are considered a touch not, untouchable, unharmable, unquenchable, indomitable, unharassable. Anoint the street of the town, the cities where we are. Anoint the road where you are. And we decree that as this oil is poured on the ground, every killer treading on that ground is qualified for death. Amen. Until they repent, they are qualified to be buried. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release this as the oil of judgment. Yes. By the Lord who killeth and maketh alive. The same Holy Ghost that slew Ananias and Sapphira, the same Holy Ghost that turned Herod into worms by the ministry of angels, would be released into oppression on our lands, on our territories. Amen. In the name of the Father,
amen,
and of the Son,
amen,
and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus, precious name, apply that oil on your hands. Leke pakataka jogolababasha. Rete sote preketika shakataka lagalababa. Now the count of five, you plant it on your head and scream the fire at the top of your voice and blast in tongues. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you ready? Mashatoko bagadaga lagayagaga. Leperete sigolababa. And blast in tongues. And while that is happening, demons shall scream out, unclean spirits shall disappear, affliction shall dry and die up, and everything that is not of God shall be dissolved and destroyed. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
We have prayed. Remain preserved as we step into the month of May and beyond. In the name of Jesus.